You trained from 1987 to 1991. Were there any diabetes specialist nurses around during your training?
There was one that I remember that used to come up to the ward when patients went on to insulin, and she used to come up and go through everything with them. So there was actually one, and I remember she used to go on the bus to people's houses as well to teach them. And that's my memory of the first diabetes specialist nurse, and I think she probably was one of the first diabetes specialist nurses in Birmingham.
And what role did she play?
Her role was to educate the patient and also to show them how to inject their insulin and possibly to monitor how they got on with it. Probably not as diverse as the role of the DSN now, but her job was to get them started with the injections and just to make sure that they were getting the right education.
Can you remember what would have been taught about diet at that stage?
I didn't. I think it was just the basics, but I really don't. I never sat in on one of the sessions, so I can't really compare.
What did you do after you'd completed your training?
I went on to work as a staff nurse on an acute medical ward, which I thoroughly enjoyed. It was an adult male ward, and I really, really had a really good learning experience. I had a very good sister on the ward, and she was very much hands-on as well, and I learnt a lot of my practical skills on that ward, the first ward.
Any memories of diabetes?
No, just the usual. People coming in, having their blood sugars tested every hour, every 2 hours and every 4 hours, insulin pumps. So just the same things as what happened now.
If people came in with an acute condition, though, that would affect their diabetes?
Yeah, they were put onto insulin pumps and glucose drips, whatever they needed, really, medically. And their blood sugars were closely monitored. That's all I can remember.